Listening Library presents One for the Murphys by Linda Mullally Hunt. Read for you by Nora Hunter. Chapter 1. Lucky Girl. Sitting in the back of the social worker's car, I try to remember how my mother has always said to never show your fear. She'd be disappointed to see me now, shaking, just going without a fight. The social worker, Mrs. McAvoy, pulls out of the hospital parking lot while I play with the electric lock button on her car door. Lock, unlock. Lock, unlock. She glares at me in the mirror and says, "Please, stop that. The door needs to stay locked." I love it when people use the word please, but they sound like they want to remove your face. I stop. But I'm not doing it to bug her like she thinks. It's just that I can't keep still, and it beats jumping out of a moving car. My fingers play with my hospital bracelet. I stare at my name. Carly Connors, 13 letters. How unlucky can one person be? I think about my mother, still there, lying in her hospital bed like an eggplant. I wonder if she's conscious yet. I wonder why no one will tell me what's happening with her. And I wonder why I can't seem to ask anymore. Gazing out the window, I count the trees. Connecticut is covered with them. But in March, the branches are still bare, like long gray fingers waving us along as we speed by. "We're almost there," Mrs. McAvoy says, taking a corner faster than I think any social worker is supposed to. I think back to sitting in the